Our series, Reporting from the Mon, explored life, including pollution, on the river. It won a 2026 Golden Quill from the Press Club of Western Pennsylvania for excellence in audio journalism in the science environment category, and won the Ed King Memorial Award for Best in Show for audio journalism. As part of our series last fall, the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant headed out on the Monongahela River with a watchdog to look at what's happening with the waste from a chemical plant.
It's a bright fall day, and the Three Rivers Waterkeeper, a nonprofit group, is taking their boat out on a beautiful stretch of the Monongahela River near the Elizabeth Bridge, more than 20 miles downstream of the Point in Pittsburgh. People fish off one of the banks. There are geese and a blue heron nearby. The river, once an industrial powerhouse, still has plenty of industries along the shores. Captain Evan Clark secures the boat at one spot where Synthomer, a chemical resins manufacturing plant, releases stormwater and other wastewater into the river. These are outfalls regulated by the State Department of Environmental Protection. He hops out and starts digging in the nearly black muck.
Yeah, there's a real strong petrochemical type of smell in the sediment.
Yeah, I can smell it.
The digging creates a small pool of water. It's got a colorful sheen to it. Koa Wrights, an environmental scientist with the Waterkeeper, crouches down and scoops the mud into a jar. She says they'll send this sample to a lab.
Whenever we are moving the sediment around and seeing that sheen, that is another thing that leads us to believe that this is not a natural process, but is because of industrial activities.
The Waterkeepers question whether it contains chemicals, oil, and grease. They're interested in the Synthomer plant, formerly Eastman Chemical, because it's exceeded its water pollution limits more than any other industry along the Mon by far. The Waterkeepers analyzed compliance reports that industry sent to the DEP between 2019 and 2024. Most of Synthomer's exceedances were for aluminum and zinc. In 2023, Eastman had agreed to pay a $2.4 million fine to the EPA and the DEP for alleged pollution of the Mon River, including discharges of oil, zinc, and xylene. Eastman, and then later Synthomer, agreed to fix these problems in a consent decree, though exceedances for aluminum have continued through 2025, as well as a few other substances.
They've been known to exceed for xylenes, which is in a suite of chemicals called BTEX chemicals, which are volatile organic compounds. And so part of the reason that we are concerned about this is because we know that they use these things. We know that there have been exceedances of their permit of these things.
In an email, Synthomer said it's complying with the consent decree. Another reason the Waterkeepers are taking samples from Synthomer's outfalls today is because they can. Until now, the water was too high. Then last summer, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers removed the Elizabeth Dam. Clark says now river levels here are lower.
On the upper side, water dropped a ton, and all of a sudden, not only are we able to access outfalls safely, but we're also able to see a lot of the sediment that was under 4 feet of water, and we've seen some stuff that has caused us to ask a lot more questions.
Questions like, what happens to Synthomer's industrial wastewater, which comes from its production processes? They know that waste gets sent to the local sewage treatment plant.
We've been learning a lot more about Synthomer's connection to West Elizabeth Sanitary Authority.
Hannah Homan, environmental steward for the Waterkeepers, has been looking into it.
We're trying to learn if there are pollutants that are going from Synthomer or any industrial facility to a wastewater treatment plant that isn't being properly treated for or it's not being tested for.
Captain Clark steers the boat under the Elizabeth Bridge to the outfall of the sewage treatment plant, where it discharges into the river, and they take samples of the water. The sewage plant is currently seeking a renewal of its own water pollution permit from the DEP. The draft of that permit creates, for the first time, a limit for zinc in its discharge, meant to protect the Mon River. It gives the plant 2 years to meet the new zinc limit. In a letter to the DEP, the sewage plant said it had not been testing the wastewater it receives from Synthomer for zinc, but that it planned to do so. The DEP did not provide comment for this story, but in late 2025, the agency issued a deficiency letter to the sewage plant for failing to sample for other chemicals in the wastewater it receives from Synthomer, including xylene. Results of the waterkeeper sampling by the sewage plant found levels of industrial chemicals, and its Synthomer soil samples had detectable levels of oil and grease, aluminum, and some metals.
It's a big learning curve of trying to understand how waste is moving and then how it's interacting with our waterways.
Homan says they'll continue keeping an eye on Synthomer and other industries to track water pollution in Pittsburgh's rivers. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.